Thank you. This is the Pacific National Board Audit Committee meeting of October 20th, 2011, convening at 5:46 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:46 p.m. Eastern. Summary, Chair Pro Tem, and Jane Gatewood, Secretary Pro Tem. Ms. Gatewood, if you could go ahead and call the roll, that would be helpful. Do you want me to call the roll again?
No. I think let me go ahead and do this. I'm going to start with KPFA Summer Reese.
I'm KPFK, actually. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. Just one second. Dan Siegel.
Here.
Anthony Fess.
Here.
Anybody else from A? Okay. From KPFK, Summer Reese.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Any other KPFK people?
I think our other member is excused for this meeting.
Okay. From Texas, we have Robert Mark.
Yeah, I'm here.
Wesley Buffoon.
Here.
Nancy.
Saiba Naditomi. Here.
Thank you. Saibara. Okay.
Naditomi.
Naditomi. From WPSW, Jane Gatewood is present. From WBAI, Carolyn Burden.
Present.
J.D. Brinkley, Manaja Saba. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Nine.
Present.
And thank you, Madam Secretary, and that does give us quorum by margin of two. All right, thank you so much. And we have on the call Tony Cole and Joel McNabola of Indy, CPA firm. And Mr. Cole, now we're streaming live on the call, and perhaps you could introduce your colleague, McNabola, and brief everyone a little bit on.
Thank you, Madam Chair. PMB Heland Donovan is a public accounting firm. We have about 150 staff. We have offices throughout California, Texas, and affiliates on the East Coast. We primarily an audit firm. We do something in excess of some around 100 not-for-profit organizations. You know, the size larger and smaller than Pacifica Foundation. We also do a lot of SEC work. I can say that we specialize in audit work. Most of our partners are drawn from, I guess there are four big firms left, what we now call the final four. But we have a very extensive grounding in providing audit services. As I mentioned previously, I was the partner on our engagement with Pacifica Foundation for the last 2 years. Excuse me, not the last 2 years, the 2 years before last year. And now we've been asked to come back and submit a proposal. Noel McNabola, we've slated Noel McNabola to be the partner in charge of our work for Pacifica this year. I will just oversee and act as sort of in a client partner role, client services role. So Noel, perhaps you could talk a little about yourself, your background, your not-for-profit background, some of the organizations you work with, and then just briefly, you know, talk about the timing and the scope of the services that we would provide.
Sure. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry. Right. I just wanted to be clear. Did somebody else join the call? Okay. Never mind.
Okay. Thank you, James. Go ahead, Ms.
McNabola. Sure. Well, thank you very much to the Audit Committee for the opportunity to propose. Tony said we have some experience with you from 2 years ago and 3 years ago. We are familiar with your operations, and we have the staff who spent quite a bit of time working there. So we're familiar with you, and we have, as Tony said, extensive experience with auditing nonprofit organizations. I personally have been in the business for, I think, over 25 years. With auditing nonprofit organizations from small to large, including a few with international operations in as many as 10 different countries. So we have, we've got the experience, we've got the staff, and we know we have the experience, well, experience with you in particular. So we know what to do. We know where the skeletons are, and we know where to look to find them. And we're ready to go again this year. We have tentatively scheduled some time in December. From what I understand, your audit deadline has been delayed until about March from January, which is good and bad news. It's good in that it doesn't put pressure on us now, but it's bad in that it'll be coming up during the busy season. But we do have the staff available to take care of the work. We are looking forward to taking another crack at it. And if you have questions, did I cover everything? If we've done,
what about timing, Noel? What's the? Do you have a timetable laid out for when we do the work?
Well,
I've been talking to Levon.
Yeah, we were thinking in terms of getting some work done during December and January. And as I said, I understand the deadline is March, so we'll certainly get it done in January, February. We recommended someone to help LeVarne close the books, so we're hoping that the books will be in pretty good shape by the time we're ready to come in.
Yeah, actually, Noel just raised a very, very good point. We had an audit manager who actually briefly worked on Pacifica Foundation in the first year before he decided to go and pursue other things. He's got another business. This individual has another business on the side. And he freelances, and we were approached by LeVon sometime over the summer to see if we had anybody available to help her clean up the books. So Albert Chan, who now does freelance work, but who was with us for about 10 years, has been assisting Pacifica Corporate to help clean their books up and make them auditable. In the last few years, they weren't easy audits. The year before was WBAI. The first year they were just record keeping and overworked employees.
So we're hoping this year will be a lot smoother.
Thanks, Paul. Thank you, Mr. McNamara. I have some questions, but I'll wait. Do other members, other questions yet from members? Okay.
This is Dan.
Dan, please, go ahead.
Do we have information regarding the proposed cost?
It's in the engagement letter.
Okay.
The cost factors you'll see are similar between proposals.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if that's something I should disclose on the open call.
Jane Gatewood.
Dan?
Could you just, this is the first I've heard about the delay. What was the background of the delay from, you mentioned you were initially thinking it would be December to close the books and it's going to be put off till March?
I understand that you have to file with, I don't remember the name of the
Corporation for Public Broadcasting. CPB has a March timetable. In the past, I believe it was in the mission statement of the organization to report to the board at this January board meeting. However, I think because this year there's been a delay in closing the books, that everything's been pushed down. In the 2 years where I was the audit partner, we did preliminary work in September and then came back in the November-December time frame to try to wrap up the audit. This year, your CFO is making a really concerted effort to see if she can get the books clean before the auditors come in. In fact, I should mention that the individual who's coming down to help Pacifica, we've used him in this capacity several times. I know I can think of at least four instances where he's been in to help clean up and really help make the audit a lot smoother. You know, having been with us for 10 years as an audit manager, he knew what it was we were looking for and was able to have the information together. So it really helped make a seamless audit.
I understand he is actually working there right now.
Yep.
But I don't know for sure.
Okay. Thank you. And you're saying you've had a previous working relationship with him in where he's done similar things to other organizations in the past in terms of coming in and...
Correct.
So that they're more in a tight...
Yes, they're ready to be audited.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Other members? I have another question, but I'll...
Robert right there.
Okay, Robert, please go ahead.
Yeah, well, obviously, I don't know that I can compare apples and oranges, but I'm going to ask my question in a circular way. I am looking at the numbers on your proposal, and I am asking you to recall back when you did our audit before, and how do those numbers compare to previous years, and if there's a big variance, explain why.
There is a variance. The first year we did it for a fixed fee. The audit was catastrophic, to say the least. Schedules weren't ready, and when they were ready, they were incomplete. At one point, I had the audit committee, some of the staff would not cooperate with the auditors, to the point that I actually contacted the audit chair on several occasions, you know, to indicate the problems we were having. So when we prepared the audit bid for the second year, we gave a time estimate, and we were assured that things would be ready, but they weren't, and there were overruns. And I think the second year that we did the job, your CFO was also acting as interim manager at WBAI. And that took. I mean, she was busy elsewhere. And again,
if I might interrupt, sir, you're saying that the actual amount went up because of the problems you've had in the past, because I'm wondering if it didn't go down.
I believe the proposal for this year is significantly lower than the final bill for
that's the very question I'm getting at, is that this proposal, and you think that, I know it's on us, not on you, but you think the problems have been fixed from last year in terms of our internal controls?
We're hoping that they have been fixed, and we're hoping that the introduction of Albert into helping close the books will make sure that they've been fixed.
Okay, that's the very question I'm trying to get, is that if we got our act together, when I compare what the audit says we paid for auditing last year and this proposal, we'll get in a little closer to the proposal.
Yes, I think
sure
that's a very fair comment. Because
it's not on you guys, it's on us.
We know Albert. We know him very well. And we've worked, you know, he worked for our firm for many, many years, and then left a few years ago and started doing his own thing on a part-time basis. And our experience with him has always been very positive, very good. So
thank you.
Thank you. Other members with staff? Got a voice? Okay. I have a question, and perhaps someone else will have one after that. Keeping in mind that we're on an open phone call, it is my understanding that in that audit that was significantly more expensive, that some of that was subsequently reduced based on the type of corrections that were made, and that some of that had to do with evaluation of pledges receivable against their final what's actually collected. Can I'm trying to not say too much, but can you elaborate a little as to what occurred there in terms of reevaluating the audit numbers in terms of anticipated revenue and what that effect that may have had on the cost of the audit?
Are you talking about the audit 2 years ago?
Yes.
So, Tony, can you respond to that?
No, I can't. I'm not aware of... there were a lot of questions that were asked in terms of how we determine the receivable number.
Okay.
I think that would have... If there was an issue, that would have probably arisen in the course of last year's audit. Obviously, I haven't seen last year's audit report, so I can't comment.
I can only comment in terms of hearsay, if you will. And when I spoke to our manager here, who worked on it 2 years ago, she said that we did get comfortable with the pledges receivable number. I've heard that subsequently not very much work was done in the pledges receivable area, and it's something that we're very conscious of, that there may be an issue in that area again, but once again we're really hoping that your staff has taken care of any of these problems.
Okay. Just on that line of inquiry, did any of that restatement in any way affect our final cost of our audit or any aspect of that?
I don't know that that was any was the sole source of our overrun, but I understand the audit in general just took a lot longer for the reasons that Tony mentioned earlier on.
Well, we had several issues. I mean, going back a couple of years, in the course of the audit, we found out that there was a lockbox in New York that wasn't on the books, that took a lot of work trying to get, one, have somebody pull the information together and determine just how many pledges and payments had been made that hadn't been recorded. We came across some issues, as you may recall, in Berkeley of a $350,000 check that was something like almost a year old that had been sitting locked up in a drawer.
Yes. Okay, so it was a variety of factors, in other words, that caused some of the overruns because there were many issues which came up for the audit?
There were many issues that came up. We're auditors. We ask questions, we ask hard questions, we look places that perhaps other people don't look. And we raised a lot of questions.
Okay, sorry. Thank you. And whose voice is that? Was that Robert again?
I was going to say, if you understand the audit letter, and these guys are accountants and I'm a lawyer, they're charging us by the hour. They're giving us their good faith estimate of how long it will take to do the process. But if they get in there and they waste a lot of time drilling a lockbox while one of their auditors is standing there, our costs are going to go up. So that's why I was saying earlier, the cost of our audit is on us to make sure our ducks are in a row, and they're telling me their guy that's coming in advance, their guy that used to work for them, will hopefully have all the ducks in a row, and that way that this estimate will be accurate.
Thank you. Other members? Anyone else with questions or concerns or comments?
This is Jane.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Jane,
please, go ahead.
I know that in the past I've heard concerns raised about the way that the auditor was engaged. There was some suggestion that having the CFO actually involved in the nitty-gritty of engaging the audit firm was not clean, that there should be a little more separation between the CFO and the audit firm, and that it should really be initiated from the board. And I just wondered if I could get your observation about that.
I think that's that's a very, very good comment and a great question. The auditors, regardless who they are, work at the behest of the board of directors. In some organizations, the task of selecting the auditors is pushed down to the CFO, especially in a not-for-profit organization, because ultimately these are people that are working together. Now, bear in mind that even though there may be a relationship between the auditor and the CFO, the auditor is tasked with maintaining his independence and his integrity. Now, Pacifica has got a much better corporate structure than a lot of organizations, and I speak of this with a couple of years' experience working with you. You have a very active audit committee. In the prior 2 years, we were hired by the audit chair. By the audit committee, not by the audit chair. We were approached by the audit chair to submit a proposal and then to resubmit an engagement letter. And that we sat down and by conference call and met with the audit committee and were approved as auditors by the audit committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Paul. Are there other members with questions? Okay. I guess there is a further question I would like to ask, but it's not something I feel comfortable asking on the open stream. So, Otis, are you on the line? Can you hear me? Maybe. Hi. Is there any objection from the committee if we went into executive session for just like 5 or 10 minutes? Okay. Otis, could you take us off the stream?